As we continue our series sharing interviews from our 90-minute Facebook Live event that some of you were kind enough to be at, today we're sharing Tara Jo Manal's interview. Tara Jo is a physical therapist who works closely with the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. She also gave the 2017 Maley Lecture. So we dive into that. In the 3 years since she's given that lecture, how have things changed? What'd she think about that in terms of clinical practice? We also talk about all the different things that the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy has to offer. And we want to say thank you to the Academy for sponsoring the show. Recently just gave away access to one of their courses, the Current Concepts course in Orthopedic Physical Therapy. And we'll be doing more of that coming up very soon. So keep your eye on our social media channels to find out what we'll be doing there. Want to say thanks to Arias Medical Staffing, our longtime supporters, for helping to power the show. If you're looking for a position in any of the 50 states, and a lot of you are out there with another class graduating recently, check out what Arias can set you up with, making sure it's right for you. Their website, AURESmedical.com. Again, that's AURESmedical.com. Let's start the show. Matt Tuttle comes back on the program. Matt, the physical therapist for the Denver Nuggets. He was nice enough to be on the show a couple of different times before this, but good to reconnect in this virtual happy hour episode that we recorded as a Facebook Live video. If you're looking to have something on your screen while you're listening, Matt digs into really what he's doing with the Denver Nuggets in terms of preparing for their return to a season. Fingers crossed there with Matt and the NBA for a safe return. But also, Matt recently had an article in BJSM, British Journal of Sports Medicine. We dig into that and what you can learn in training athletes, the things to focus on, and the things that he and his co-authors learned. So be excited for that if you're working with athletes, specifically basketball players, with Matt Tuttle's conversation. Thanks to Owens Recovery Science for sponsoring the show and the virtual happy hour. If you're looking to add personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training to your clinical practice, as well as the equipment you need to apply it properly in your practice, find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com. And have to say thanks to our friends at Arias Medical Staffing, finding physical therapists and PTAs jobs for more than 20 years with positions in all 50 states in all settings. See what they have that's perfect for you right now at AURESmedical.com. That's AURESmedical.com.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
Like craft beer for your ears.
This is the PT Pinecast.
And we're back on the show. We want to let people know we've got a koozie contest going on. These are koozies, in case you don't know. They call them different things in different parts of the country, but I call it a koozie. We'll give it 100 of these things away, thanks to several sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, I'm putting in the wrong direction at that corner, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, and Owens Recovery Science, Radio Segway, Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. On the show right now, Tara Jo Manal. Tara, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Let's see if we can just turn your volume down just a little bit, just so I don't hear myself, because no one wants to hear me. They want to hear you.
How's that?
That sounds good. Terry, you're the first person I'm looking at my lineup that we've, this is the first time we've met in person, but I was there at your 2017 Maley lecture. So I was kind of like there watching you up here. And now we get to talk and I get to ask you questions. First of all, congratulations on doing something like a Maley lecture. That's a big deal.
Thank you very much. It was very exciting. Stressful, but it was super exciting.
Well, you mentioned stressful, and actually in your Maley lecture, you talked about the process going through it, because it's close to a year, right, to prepare that. When you start with that, with trying to sum up an idea or a concept or an emotion or you're trying to transmit, how do you begin?
Yeah, it took a long time. When I say a long time, it took a long time. So I literally had pads of paper next to the bed. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and scribble something down until I had piles. And I'm not joking. I actually still have the folder. It was piles of paper. And it was like, I just needed to play it out in my head 1,000 times. And then when I sat down and looked at them, I was like, what are they saying? And then I was able to really narrow it down. And that helped a lot. But I had to let all of that happen. I don't think I could have rushed it, you know, any faster.
Yeah. Well, I saw it live and then saw you were going to get to be on the show. And I said, well, I want to rewatch this because I want to make sure I can ask questions from the moment. Really, the first story, and I'm glad that you use a lot of stories in a talk, which makes it memorable. A guy with a communications background loves and respects that. You talked about going deep with an article from the Washington Post. That was like really the first story you told. Variability in practice is what that was about, and less science and more art. And we want it to be, you know, we don't want to take art out of it, right? But this is a science. We're professional. We're healthcare professionals. Talk about that and why you brought that particular story to your lecture. Maybe just give the audience who wasn't there, didn't get a chance to wait, kind of know a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it was one bum knee meets five physical therapists. And it was a little undercover, almost secret shopper. They sent a reporter to five physical therapy facilities and she told the same story at all of them. And she got five completely different diagnoses. But more importantly, because the words don't always matter, right? Like what you call it, but five completely different treatment plans. And so it basically said, you know, is this even a real science, this physical therapy thing? This was 1994 and I graduated in 93. So this was, I mean, right when I was entering the profession. And, you know, one of the things that we struggle with is this the concept of standardization and customization. And the idea is that if you customize something all the way, then it is usually not very reproducible. And if you standardize something so much, it doesn't adapt to fit the right person. So if they're a continuum, they're not a mutually exclusive decision, right? So you need the most amount of standardization with the customization to the individual, and that's what gets you reliable and reproducible results. And so that was really my pitch, if you will, in the talk, was balancing these two and how do we get to that meaningful balance point, which is really perfect customized care for our individual patients, but in a standardized, reproducible way so that we can get the best outcomes as soon as possible for, quite honestly, the cheapest way we can.
Yeah. Well, you've got students commenting. Cam Misumi, a fresh grad, but he was a student when he saw your talk. How do we do since then? Right? Because I'm sure when you stand on that stage, and it's a literal stage, but it's also a metaphorical stage. I mean, you're speaking to the profession on that. How do you feel about what we did after we heard your words?
Yeah, I have to say we've come a really long way. I really have seen so many places where there's been improvement. There's a less resistance to the concept, I think, because I think it was misrepresented sometimes. It sounded like you're doing it wrong and you have to do it only one way and it's cookie cutter. There's all those stories, cookie cutter recipe, you know, I'm smart, but I don't need that. I feel like we've gotten past a lot of that. I'll be honest, shockingly, I think COVID is turning over that leaf for people who might not have made the transition before, because when you think about what's going on now, first of all, people had to pivot and treat differently than they ever did before. Yes. And there's a lot of things that have forced you to do that in your career. You can kind of do it your way for a really long time. And people couldn't do it their way. And so that has changed people's attitudes. I think people see, wow, really, actually something good came out of it in that way.
Right.
Also, I always think the easiest way to think about standardization and customization is when you're scared. Meaning that you don't feel that you know how to do something. Like, I don't know how to treat that patient, right? That's when you're like, tell me, just tell me. And now all of a sudden you're totally open to, you know, standardization. Just tell me what to do.
Right.
I think that as we think about not only switching for people that did telehealth, or as your last speaker talked about, you know, they switched the format in which they delivered the care that they did or their business. Someone who knows how to do it, just tell me. Just give me the quick and dirty. Tell me how to do this because I'm doing it tomorrow. And so people are much more open, I think, to that concept now and see why it's valuable. And if you have to reinvent the wheel and everybody reinvents the wheel, it's wasteful, right? So instead, you give me the quick and dirty shortcut. Then I customize it. Whatever you said, I'm going to do it better. I mean, no one said I wasn't, but get me the shortcut. Get me to the starting line and then I'll do my thing. And so I think that that's another place where you really see people being more open as they've had to make so many switches in COVID.
Yeah, I love the fact that you use quick and dirty. I use that all the time. It's one of my favorite sayings. Like, listen, I got to walk in. I'm going to do something right now. I need the quick and dirty. Just make sure I don't look horribly bad. I can figure out most of it, but just make sure I have the stable datum, right? The thing I need to know.
Exactly.
Talking about the stable datum, right? The thing that we need to know, the thing that we want to make sure that if we're going to customize, right, we want to make sure we're coming from a place of really good information. The Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, a great resource. We just gave away, we had a contest giving away Current Concepts of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, which is a great prep course for the OCS examination. But that's one of many, many educational offerings. If you're thinking about bettering yourself as an orthopedic physical therapist, where better than the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy? Talk a little bit about, there's too many for us to get into.
But yeah, of course.
A couple of those, or at least maybe talk about why those are so solid.
Yeah. So one of the things about the Academy, it's really provided for different kinds of education for its entire lifetime. That's actually one of its tenets, right? So they do programming at CSM, as many people have experienced or had happen. So you're getting that kind of quality. And then the idea is, well, how do we package this in a way it's more usable for people? So this takes us to these monographs, this kind of monograph kind of concept. And so the ISCs, or independent study courses, are almost like book chapters. They have cases in them. They're all different kinds of things that our members and non-members can access. We have even people who buy them internationally. And they are vetted, and they're put through a full editorial process. Even the decision-making of which things are chosen goes through a full editorial process. So you can really be, they're reliable. You can rely that the information is accurate and timely.
Right.
And so they become staples for people. And interestingly, you know, the old folk like them in print, and now we're moving to a learning management system, and we're finding people are gonna accept the digital version too, but we still have print, don't worry. But you know, people are starting to get more flexible in how they take these learning opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of those different monographs, those are called, coming from a more of a print model, but those monographs are available digitally. Like it gets very, very broad in terms of, like, you know, current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy, broad, and then you can go into specific body regions, knee, shoulder, hip, very, very specific. And these are made, we've done some episodes with the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy before. You can take a listen to those on iTunes. Really, really highlighting, these are made by the industry. The people writing the papers wind up referencing themselves in these courses because the leaders are creating them. That's got to feel pretty good to put out great. It's got to feel pretty good to put out great information that just goes to seek and do good.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, they really do run the gamut, right? So the concussion's a really popular one right now, as you can imagine. But you know, they'll do things on imaging. So they're actually bringing forward niche practice from the special interest group of the Academy. So there's all these different levels of content. And so some of it is body region and some of it, one is tissue tolerances. So we're really looking at, hey, am I actually pushing the areas that I'm treating to the level that I should be? So it's like, it's all over. And now they're gonna be moving into some micro learning. So you're gonna start to see there's a research one that's really just a webinar. There's no actual print. And so it's all about the interface. There's a running one, and in that there's cases and actually running examples where there, and there's even quizzes embedded into that. So you're starting to see this shift into a new world and a new learning management system that's going to look at micro learning and some of those other things we know to be really successful.
Some of these monographs, the reading list alone is worth the price of admission, because if you can figure out, you know, what's from the reading list, what's included in the course, you've got yourself several years of worth of reading. I almost sprained a wrist just scrolling down through one to prepare for an interview. So we want to make sure people know that is out there at orthopt.org. I believe we're also going to kick off very soon another contest. We just gave away access to the current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy. We're going to be giving away more opportunities. So make sure you follow us on all the social media channels at PT Pinecast to find out how you can win that. Now, we just say, listen, if you want to be a better orthopedic physical therapist, where else should you go than the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy? orthopt.org. That's all I want to say right there. Look at that. We got that on the live stream too. Koozie contest going on right now at ptpinecast.com. Let's ask this. How do you think things are going to change in the next 3 years? It's been 3 years since your Maley lecture. What do you see in terms of changing in the profession, specifically in the world of orthopedic physical therapy? What's coming on the horizon there?
I'll tell you, I think one thing that, again, I think we're going to see this as a result of COVID as well. First of all, people got a chance to see how much physical therapy is the right amount. I call it right sizing. And so I think we're going to see some more right sizing. Hey, they did okay when they were away for this long, but this was the limit. We're going to see people who didn't seek care and what were some of those barriers that they had. And I think that will improve our access to people who haven't been seeking care. And that's, we're going to see the consequences of that as well. And the other thing that I think is there's been an opportunity for shifting, right? So I know a lot of physical therapists that moved into urgent care settings, and that they were moved there by their facilities to help manage the load because they couldn't handle it. And now they know what the value of a musculoskeletal expert in urgent care or primary care is. And they're not going to be coming back out. Uh-huh. This is going to be a new niche and a new place where we have a lane, which we should be getting into. And I think that we just got thrown into it in a way where we were put our toe in the water before. And then clearly the strides in telehealth. If not the therapist and our advocacy at the APTA level, then the patients, they're going to fight to say, don't take this back away from me. When this is where, how I want to do it, this is the way I want to access my care, you don't have the right. And so we're going to have telehealth, I think, to stay pretty quickly. I think it's leaps and bounds from where we would have been. All of this is really, you know, that's musculoskeletal. It's other areas too, but we are right there at the forefront of that.
Yeah, I can almost actually hear the PT and the ED people screaming in agreement. We're going to have Mike LeBeck on the show in a couple of days. I'm sure he'll touch on that as well as playing his guitar. He's got a new song out. We're going to play it. It's PT related, so don't worry about it. Stick around for that. Tara, the last thing we do with each guest is your parting shot. That's your last chance for a mic drop moment with the audience of orthopedic physical therapists. You know, let's go to the profession. Let's keep it nice and wide. Oh, by the way, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking Mick Ultra.
All right. We got to watch the carbs. You know what I mean? I'm doing Pat number 9 for my third drink of the night.
All right.
Let's change it up a little bit. So your parting shot, last chance for kind of a mic drop moment. What would you want to leave with the audience to go away with?
What I'd like to say is be thinking about how you're creating your communities, recognizing what we have learned and what's so important about community while we've been separated from one another. We're finding cool ways to get together that we wouldn't have done before. And so there's less excuses now as to why. And think about how you find your community. And I'd like you to think about the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. For those of you in that profession, you can find people who are in your niche area, but more importantly, you can find people who aren't. So when you need advice and you need that quick and dirty, give me the lowdown, I need to get in here and treat this, tell me what to do so I get this right in the next 5 minutes, you know who to reach out to give you that information. So really take an opportunity now to reestablish community and be thinking about how you do that to go move yourself forward professionally.
Tara Jo, it's going to be a hashtag, right? Tara Jo says hashtag quick and dirty, right? You need
quick
that.
Quick and dirty. I stole it. My bad.
I like it. No, I love that thing. Look for those communities. And as we kick this virtual happy hour off on the eve of what we wanted to be together, we can't, but we will soon be. That's a great community, right? The American Physical Therapy Association. Here's the best part. We still are, right? We're still a community. You know, physically distant, socially connected. So that's great. Tara Jo, appreciate meeting you virtually.
Yeah, you do.
Clink glasses in person. Hopefully we can do it at the Centennial Celebration coming up in February at CSM.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Back. Matt Tuttle is going to be back with us from the Denver Nuggets. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. This is PT Pinecast virtual next happy hour.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
Special thanks for supporting the virtual happy hour and for supporting the show goes to the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, the leaders in orthopedic physical therapy practice with educational offerings on their website right now, orthopt.org. If you're looking to advance your clinical practice as an orthopedic physical therapist, wouldn't it feel great to know that the people that you're learning from are the leaders in the profession and they've been doing it for a long time and doing it the right way? That would feel great, right? Imagine that feeling. And now go right to that website and you've got it. orthopt.org. Recently gave away a copy, access to the current concepts of the orthopedic physical therapy from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy to a lucky listener. So check out what they have if you're looking to advance your clinical practice by maybe taking the OCS exam. Yeah, current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy is a perfect preparation course for you. Go there now, see what they have to offer, orthopt.org. Again, go there now, orthopt.org. Our home on the internet,
ptpintcast.com,
created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.